Welcome to Ghostbusters, a radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folk are falling into darkness, and the Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days, are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. One of the things that don't look good in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, is the falling away in the church. It just looked like churches today, you know, when you go into a messed up house, a lot of time people say, man, the house just done went to the dogs. Because, you know, a dog that's not house trained, man, he can come in your house and just tear up your house. And that's what it looks like done happened today, church. It just looked like we got the wrong people in leadership at the church, and they just done, they ain't house trained. And they men just done tore up the church. And it's sickening, ladies and gentlemen. It's so sad. And it's like people can't see it. And it's happening right before our eyes. But you know, the Bible said it would be that way. The Bible said before Jesus is coming back, before he came back, that there was going to be a great falling away. And we can see it. There's a falling away. And G. Craig Lewis preached a message about a falling away. So get close to your radio and listen as G. Craig Lewis teaches and as he preaches this morning.
F. The Bible speaks of a falling away happening near the time that the day of the Lord happens. It says the day of the Lord won't come unless there be first a falling away. So we're going to talk about the falling away, and we're going to talk about those that's falling away. Amen. You know, every now and then, we're not the kind of church, I don't preach truth, pine, hip hop every week, but every now and then I got to deal with the stuff. Because these folks are doing things that are deceptive in the body of Christ, and somebody has to say something. Amen. Amen. And I've dedicated my life to the Lord that if you want me to say it, I'll say it. So we're going to talk about this, and maybe from right to, is it left to right? Right to left. Left to right. Kurt Franklin and Stephen Furtick and Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, and Tyler Perry, and the new one, Mike Todd. And most people don't know Mike Todd is antinomian. His father in the gospel is Carlton Pearson. So I expect nothing. He ain't surprised me yet with his antics and what he is doing. He basically is pastoring higher dimensions 2.0 in Tulsa, which was Carlton Pearson's old church. But anyway, this is what they do, and you know, it's just what's happening. So, amen. If you're easily offended by somebody calling this kind of stuff out, then you wouldn't be here. So, all right. Anyway, amen. We're going to start with this passage in Habakkuk. Very important passage. Oh, very important to what we are talking about now. And I was listening to this song on, it was on Saturday Night Live, the Jonas Brothers. Y'all remember them, right? They started out gospel, now they're secular. Well, they performed on Saturday Night Live with Kurt Franklin. But they were doing this song and they kept saying, even the walls will cry. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, what is this? And the album hadn't come out yet, so you can't really find the lyrics, but I found a copy of the lyrics, and I was listening to him sing, and of course, Kirk was jumping around doing his thing and yelling. It's like, what is he yelling? They didn't even have his mic on. But I said, why are you yelling and they didn't turn your mic on? That's embarrassing. But he was just, he's like a prop, and he just up there just jumping and screaming, and they kept singing this line, you know, if you leave me, I will die, and even the walls would cry. And I was like, man, what is it with the walls crying? Like, what is that? Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, it's not the walls crying, it'll be the stones in the wall that will be crying. From this passage right here in Habakkuk, for the stones shall cry out of the wall, because the wall was built in sin. So it's saying that all that you have built from selling out, wow, is gonna accuse you on the day of the Lord. I said, wow. How many truth behind hip hop I've done and I didn't know that? Wow. So let's read the whole thing. He says, woe unto him who obtains wicked gain for his house, who thinks by doing so to set his nest on high, that he may be preserved from calamity and delivered from the power of evil. So these are people that build their kingdoms and their houses on wicked gain by selling God out. And they think because they're so famous and so high, calamity won't come over them. He said, you have devised shame to your house by cutting off and putting an end to many people, and you have sinned against and forfeited your own life. For the stones in that house you built will cry out of the wall built in sin to accuse you, and the beam of out of the woodwork will answer it, agreeing with its charge against you. Woe to him who builds a town with blood and establishes a city by iniquity. My God, today. Give me about 6 minutes and I'll be back.
Five words.
All right, let me get this commercial out the way. Now, what he's going to show, he's going to show different videos, and I'll just have to narrate it. But you probably need to go out there to his ministry, G. Craig Ministry, or to YouTube, and look at this for yourself, because he's going to show about 6 minutes of video. And this is the Easter program at the Transformation Church, Mike Carr.
Dragon, this is what you need to do. Step one, find you a daddy.
Okay.
But step two, she gotta have a daddy.
Hey.
Her little song, hey.
Yeah.
Look back at it.
Uh-oh.
What is she doing?
Friends, I don't have a daddy.
Girl, we keep telling you it's okay.
Your little booty matter too, friend.
Oh, no. Y'all know they don't be discriminating.
What should happen is you should go from property to soldier to bishop to king.
Amen.
No one's trying to suck you guys back into the church. Praise God for where you are. It's time to be kings. And it's time to walk in that favor that's on your life. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not anointed if you're not in the church. There's an anointing to be king. David was anointed to be king.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with being a king who is a poet, who is a prophet. That's what's on you, son. And walk in it.
Yes.
Have confidence in it. And God will use you.
Amen.
Oh, I like this. Twerking for the Lord. We do not think you're going straight to hell, as some people have said.
Oh, church girl got a part of my...
Ain't gonna be a sanctified transmission.
Hey, baby. Oh.
my gosh, I've always wanted a sister, and here is my cousin sister, Sam. She's from L.A. staying with me now.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Melissa, captain of the Praise Team. Let's take it from the top.
Break every chain.
What?
Yeah. It's gonna be great.
We are terrified.
I don't really have a relationship with God.
God used fish, donkeys, even hoes to get his word across.
What's going on?
Meg, what are we gonna do?
I've been praying all night. God gonna come through. I gotta smash. You blessed her with that. With that.
You don't mess around and get an STD.
Signs only. I'm
a big old eye. You should sing that song at that church thing.
I don't want to be that anymore. I want to be a mother. The song is activating demons that I locked away a long time ago. And it's coming back again. And I don't want to be that. I want to be a good person. I don't want to.
That's because I recently took the boys to their first Clemson game.
Justin Bieber, probably.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to meet him?
Yeah.
You want to call him right now?
What?
Who? Are you
calling?
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, no, we'll call him right
wait,
now.
Wait, who?
No. Wait.
I don't know. We're gonna FaceTime him right now.
No. You're joking.
Guys,
can you come to a rhythm night? And it's
oh, my God. Oh, you're really doing it.
No, you're kidding.
Guys, don't freak out. Just act like he's a nice person. He's a wonderful guy.
Can we have him at rhythm night?
That's what we're gonna ask. So the stuff that was applicable for your grandmother means nothing to you. And so I said, I had a Zoom with all of my singles just this week, is that for me to tell 16-year-olds to be celibate is one thing. A 37-year-old who's used to getting some, I need a different kind of gospel.
Yeah.
So the church ain't telling me nothing about sex toys. They ain't saying nothing about the church telling me to be celibate. But my gynecologist is saying something got to happen down there because your stuff's shutting down.
Yeah.
So we got to have real gospel for grown-ups.
I'm about to go to me. I'm about to go to New York.
Once again, Jonas Brothers.
Today, remember, climb and maintain. If it's turbulent and there's trouble, go higher. Don't sit there. If the devil is breathing down your neck, he's right where he's supposed to be. Because the Bible says you ought to say, get thee behind me, Satan.
Please be seated, you all. Thank you so much.
I love that song. We go from glory to glory to glory.
We're going to keep going.
Never change.
That's so good. Well, we're going to talk for a few minutes, then I'll turn Tyler loose. I'm going to sit here the whole time.
About this chair.
Y'all think the Lord ain't coming back soon? That's unreal. I'm not going back in any of the video because it pretty much didn't need a commentary if you know the word. And the sad part is most people don't know the word, or their feelings are more important than the word. So they can relate to that because that's the lifestyle they want to practice. believing you are in God, but really, you're not. Revelations 2 and 14, Jesus addressed this very thing way back in the book of Revelations. When he was judging the seven churches, he spoke to the church of Pergamum, the church at Pergamum in Pergamos. And he said, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to do what? Cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. In other words, put something in front of God's people that will make them fall. That's what a stumbling block is. Taught them to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. Balaam, most of y'all know him from the story of the donkey talking. Well, Balaam was just an idiot, but he was gifted by God for the time, and he thought to use his gifts to deceive Israel at Balak, the king's orders. And when he tried to curse Israel, I think it was three times he tried to curse him, and it didn't work. Balak devised another plan, which was for Balaam to use seduction of the Moabite and Midianite women to tempt Israel. In other words, cursing them wouldn't work, so he had to go in the back door and bring things in that would cause them to fall. Balaam, a prophet of Mesopotamia, was willing to use his God-given talents for financial gain. Balaam counseled Balak, the king, on the most effective way to weaken Israel. He advocated using seduction, using the Moabite and Midianite women to tempt the Israelites into sexual relationships and into pagan rituals. He sold out his gifts and talents to be used to weaken God's people. That's what you just saw in that collage. People who are using their gifts and talents to weaken God's people. It's unbelievable. Mike Todd, why would you bring that? That was his Easter service. And you got girls up there talking about their butts in front of the whole church? You had a woman on the cross? A woman? Church full of young people, but putting the right thing in there to cause them to stumble. Stephen Furtick talking to the youth. He talking about Justin. They ain't there to listen to him talk. You the pastor, and the youth was more excited about you calling Justin Bieber. And Justin didn't answer. And I know that whole story because I was involved in that. Brother Justin didn't answer. So that's what I'm saying. You, what are these people doing? And Cardi B, you get an opportunity to go to Cardi B. You got one job when you go to Cardi B. One job. That is to rebuke the devil and try to get her to come to Christ. What? That's all you do. You don't make no music with her. You don't play no music for her. This woman's crying out saying that demons are activated by the very music she's doing. And you go in there, you happy about recording with her? Then she's crying, having a meltdown. Who's to say the next meltdown she don't take her own life? Yeah, and Tyler Prayer, that was the worst one to me. His brother's preaching at Lakewood, but every one of his shows are graphic, sexual, demonized shows. And on all the Queen's Men, there's an episode where they actually want to get back at a preacher. They mistake him for somebody else, want to get back at him, so they call a homosexual to come and rape him. And they rape the preacher on the show. That's who's preaching the gospel.
I believe that God created you.
Oh, this is an ad. Let me get this ad off, ladies and gentlemen. Just a moment.
25, 1 through 3 says, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. So what happened is, once the men started sleeping with the daughters of Moab, it weakened them to the point to where they start worshiping the Moab's gods, worshiping Baal Peor. So they left God altogether because of them joining with the opposition. So when gospel Christians, whatever, join with secular entities, you weaken people. Then those people will begin to bow down to their gods. Then Israel joined itself with Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Can I keep preaching?
Yes.
This doctrine crept into the church at Pergamum, and Jesus rebuked them for allowing this doctrine to go unchallenged in that church. The very reason this church was planted near the seat of Satan, which is the altar of Zeus, was to challenge the principality of pagan god worship. So the church was planted near this particular altar that you see on the top picture. This is the seat of Satan, the Bible calls it, but it's really, the real name is altar of Zeus. You know, God don't be playing. He ain't got no time to give Zeus a name other than Satan. If you a Greek god, you a devil. So he just said, that's the seat of Satan. No, that's the altar of Zeus. No, brother, that's the seat of Satan. Yeah, and so the church was planted there for these folks to fight against it and hold fast the name of the Lord and challenge the principality of pagan gods. Even though God praised their faithfulness, he had a problem with their passiveness toward those that love gain from wrongdoing. Revelations 2, 13 and 14 says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. So right there at the seat of Satan, you guys have held fast. You haven't denied my name. Y'all been good. He said, but I got a few things against thee. Because you have them there mixing and merging the sacred with the profane. And I can't have that. So y'all doing good, church, but I got an issue with you allowing. Allowing and not saying nothing. Allowing these folks to put a stumbling block before your children. Today, many churches are allowing this corrupt, deceitful doctrine to overtake their churches. You're like, well, why are they doing that? For the money. Did you think there was another reason? People are going astray and seeking gain for wrongdoing in the church. Seeking gain for wrongdoing in the church. 2 Peter 2 and 15, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. Forsaking the right way, that means you know the right way. But you've forsaken it. They've gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who what? Love gain for wrongdoing, record deals and entertainment deals. And y'all saw the pastor Andy Thompson talking to the Chance the Rapper. He gonna go from, I don't even know, it was so stupid. A king, and you a king. And he said, now we ain't trying to get you back in the church. I think he said stuck in church or something like that. Like, brother, you a pastor. And that's Chance the Rapper. You don't have no ministry for him, his life, for his brother, bisexual brother. You don't have no ministry for this dude. You promoting him and making him a king above the church. I start to post his giddy comment he had on his page. Ooh, I can't believe Trance the Rapper can't. They don't come visit here or they're going to have to get saved. Amen. But then they got to make a real choice. They done came in here, they done sung everything. Now they got to make a real choice. You come get the gospel and you go do that? I don't want to be you. Amen, because we're going to preach the truth in here. Amen. The Pinocchio prophets. Good gracious.
Did you know that you got 50?
We got this ad, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get it off in just a minute.
Christ has a problem with Balaam's doctrine that was being practiced among the church. In the address to the church at Pergamum, he denotes three components of this false teaching. The first was stumbling. Look at somebody say stumbling blocks. Stumbling blocks were being cast among the people. They were notwithstanding those that brought in damnable heresies that weakened the faith of believers and encouraged them to take hold of things that were harmful to them. Jamal Bryant, really? A new kind of gospel? Because women are older? They don't have to be celibate? That's a damnable heresy. You know why? Heresy is just a lie, an untruth. So that's an untruth, but it's damnable because it'll lead you to hell. Second Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets among you, even as there shall be false, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately, secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. When it says even denying the Lord that brought them, it's really saying denying what the Lord has told them. God called you to preach. You don't get to preach how you feel. God called you to preach. You don't get to make room for your flesh. If you do that, you're denying the Lord, the very God that gave you the gift. Mm-mm. This is the Greek God family tree. Cronus and Raid had Poseidon, Hera, Zeus, and I'm trying to figure out this order because it don't make no sense. If Zeus is supposed to be the one, then how your daddy Cronus? And how you equal to Hera and Poseidon? It don't make no. This is stupid. That's what it is, Elder. Confusion on Mount Olympus. Confusion. Who's in charge? What are y'all doing? But secondly, in that passage in Revelations, Jesus addressed the fact that they ate at the table with false gods and condoned what? False god worship. Somebody like, well, I don't worship false god. Well, if you pledge to a Greek fraternity or sorority, you do. If you pledge Freemason, you do. If you in Boule, you do. Well, my name is just on the roll, but I'm not active. Well, have you denounced it? You don't have to be active. The demon is already active. Have you denounced it? Man, this church ain't filling up with that now. Amen. I love that y'all are coming. But I want you to understand what we believe in here. We ain't filling up with foolishness. Amen. We don't take the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil and mix the two. Amen. We don't believe in that. Amen. We ain't stepping to false gods in here with canes and foolishness. Chanting and skewy and woo and all that old foolishness y'all do. We don't do that in here. We believe all that is demonic. That's false god worship. And God called those Greek gods devils. The Bible calls them devils. Said you don't sit at the table with devils.
drink the cup of devils. So don't fill this church up. I see you all around the corner, all the way to the back. But we ain't filling this church up with foolishness. Amen. Don't bring that agenda in here, because I'm going to preach against it every Sunday. Every Sunday.
All right, we're going to stop the tape right today, but we're going to pick it right back up there tomorrow. That was G. Craig Lewis, and he was talking about I'm falling away. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.